the way we do it, it does culminate. The people have prayed, confessed, they have praised and sung and glorified the Lord, and now with their hearts lifted up to Him, it's time for them to hear Him speak and inform their worship even further with the richness of His truth and ready them for an increased worship. But I don't think worship ends when the service ends. Hopefully that's a catalyst for a heart and a life of worship.
You're also suggesting that there are two parts to our response in worship, both cerebral and emotional. You're talking about a response that moves you, that deals mm-hmm. with your emotions. But if I hear you right again, you're stressing the fact that that response, insofar as it's legitimate, is a response to the truth. And therefore, mm-hmm. it's truth as it's filtered through your intellect first, right. and then take into your emotion.
And that's exactly what Jesus says. The Father seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. There are lots of people who get worked up in what they call worship, the emotional part, and it's sort of isolated. It's just out there on its own. That's not what the Lord wants. He wants worship in spirit, that is, with full expression of the will and the emotions based on an understanding of the truth.
And raw emotion divorced from any connection to the truth wouldn't be worship at all.
No, it's not worship, and it's a way people get manipulated. This kind of quote-unquote stuff is used to manipulate people's wills and minds and to get them emotionally irresponsible in some ways. I think the true and pure worship, the worship that is worship, is that which is a direct response to, with all the powers of our being, a direct response to the glory and the wonder of the truth.
Now, you're stressing also worship is something we do for God, not something that's done to attract people so you get a big crowd.
Yeah, I think there are a couple things to say at this point. God didn't design music as an evangelistic tool. That's just not biblical. If you go back to where you get the first introduction into this, which would be the book of Psalms, because they're collected from the whole history of Israel, so this would be a part of their whole history. We continually are told in the Psalms that the word song is connected with the adjective new. New song, new song, new song. In fact, more than anything new in Psalms is the new song. And it's the song of the redeemed. The world doesn't have the song